The solar system is a dangerous place to be, demonstrated amply by asteroid collisions with our planet. In the greater galaxy, there are also black holes, supernovae, and more. Of course, we have garnered some gains from collisions. About 100 million years after the Earth formed, it collided with a Mars-sized body, with our moon being created as a result. The moon is not just a nice nightlight. It stabilizes Earth's rotation so that our climate is stable and livable. There's a long story here presented in many venues, including my website, science-technology-society.com. A recent study by the spacecraft New Horizons of craters on Pluto and its almost similar-sized moon, Charon, shows that collisions out that far haven't yet reached equilibrium in planetary bumper cars. This informs us about how the whole solar system got put together. We could do well without further massive collisions, of course. I recently saw a woman sporting a shirt, "Preserve the Earth, it's the only planet with coffee. There is no planet B. Save the climate and also deflect those asteroids." Back to supernovae. They are dazzling blasts that, even tens of light years away, would sterilize the Earth. But two ancient supernovae, or perhaps a neutron star merger, gave us all the chemical elements heavier than lithium, the basis for all life. You can find more at krwg.org/program/science-digest, including past segments.